Most music concerns itself with basic and raw emotions like love, sadness, and anger, and can do a very good job expressing them. Other emotions, like gratitude, are more sophisticated and abstract, which makes them very difficult to bring across in sound. We have a whole holiday devoted to thankfulness, but there's not a lot of music attached to it. We don't sing Thanksgiving carols or do Thanksgiving dances. But gratitude is one of our most mature and evolved sentiments. It raises the question, can music put us in a state of being thankful? This is the third movement of Beethoven's String Quartet No. 15, which he called A Hymn of Thanksgiving of a Convalescent to the Deity, which he wrote after getting over a serious illness. I think he nails it. The movement is utterly free of tension and negativity. It is, after all, impossible to be negative and thankful at the same time. This is an acknowledgement of a positive thing given as a gift, a point of view that is, by definition, unselfish. But I don't mean to say that only classical music can express thankfulness. Thank You by Sly and the Family Stone says it just as well. And Larry Graham's performance on this song is the very first recorded example of slap bass, for which I am eternally thankful. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
Musical space. I'm Fletcher Powell. Very thankful that you, Mark Foley, are here along with me.
Well, thank you so much, Fletcher.
And you brought along a listening list to express a bit of thanks.
Yeah, I was talking about how thankfulness is hard to express, but you know, you do a little Google searching, and there's a lot of songs with "thank you" in the title. So, this is going to be fun. Do you want to start out with Chris Thiele?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm a huge fan. I'm starting to figure out that pop music is taking this amazing Americana direction, and I think he exemplifies it par excellence. I know I'm preaching to the choir here because he's the Prairie Home Companion guy, and I'm sure you all listen to it. But he's got this amazing project. Every time he hosts a show, he writes a new song for it, and they're going to be coming out, I think, next month with a CD of the best of these new songs.
Oh, very cool.
This is a song called Thanks for Listening. So there's all this public radio tie in here. So I don't know. I just absolutely love this song. I hope you do too.
To the woman on your right who says you don't believe that, do you? You ask why, then bite your tongue and pay attention till she's done. Telling you how this ain't the travesty they say it is. Even if you don't believe the word she's telling you is true,
really glad to see some punk rock on here. You have the Descendants, although the album title doesn't exactly give it away.
Yeah, I really wanted to play some of my favorite punk band, the Descendants, and I just wanted to prove that punk is not all negative. This is a song called Thank You, which is on a later album from 1996 called Everything Sucks, which, okay, that's negative. But yeah, they took a long hiatus, and this is the first album after coming back. And this is a message they wrote to an unnamed musician. They're just saying, thank you for playing the way you play.
Moving along from the Descendants there to Sam and Dave.
Oh, one of my favorite R&B songs of all time. It's been covered a million times. I think this is my favorite version, I Thank You by Sam and Dave from 1968.
I want everybody to get up out of your seat and put your hands together and your arms together and give me some of that
Buddy Guy, this song, you say, charted higher than any of his albums over the previous 50 years.
Yeah, and he recorded this in 2010. I'm still on my blues kick. I thought I would only listen to it for a few weeks, but I've been doing it for years, and I'm just getting deeper and deeper into it. Buddy Guy is one of the most amazing blues personalities. And when he was 74 years old, he recorded this. And it's a beautiful tune called Thank Me Someday, which... I don't know, it's maybe not the most positive song, but anyway, take it for what you will. It's about when he was starting out and his family was complaining about how loud he was practicing, and he would say, well, you're going to thank me someday.
Yes, I did. Kept the whole family up all night, and I told them that you one day. Yes, I did. My sister would scream, buddy, you just got to stop. You're waking up the whole family. Everybody's gonna be hot. Two strings would guitar. Out
someday. You're gonna thank me one day.
And moving along here to Ani DiFranco, who sometimes can get a little raw in her emotion. Maybe the same thing when she's expressing gratitude.
Yeah, she's really political and everything. She's part of this the new folk movement. But yeah, this is a song called Gratitude, which is live, recorded live, 2002, live at Carnegie Hall. The album's called So Much Shouting, So Much Laughter. But this is, what I like about her is she's so honest about what's going on in her life. And this is a song called Gratitude, and it's thanking someone for letting her couch surf. And I'm sure her lifestyle means she has to take advantage of a lot of people's hospitality. As the song goes along, you realize that the relationship between her and her host gets a little deeper than just thanks for letting me crash on the couch. But anyway, yeah, this is a real personal song. I like it. Gratitude by Ani DiFranco.
Thank you for letting me stay here. Thank you for taking me in. Thank you for the beer and the food. Thank you for half of your bed. We can sleep here like brother and sister, you said. But you changed the rules in an hour or ten. I don't know what you and your sisters do, but please don't, please stop. This is not my obligation. But
and we'll keep it going with a song called Thank You Friends, Big Star.
Do you guys know Big Star? This is one of Alex Chilton's projects. I'm a huge fan of his. This is like his rock band, Big Star. A song called Thank You Friends, which is thank you for being in the audience, from Third, the album from 1974.
We've sort of had a feast of gratitude, a feast of thankfulness, so you've got a little something for dessert here.
Yeah, this is dessert. This is Al Jarreau, a tune called Sweet Potato Pie from his very first album, 1975. His vocals just amaze me, and I don't know. This is maybe my way of thanking you for letting me be on here with some sweets. There's a line in this song, anyone who's had sweet potato pie, don't ever want pumpkin again.
Oh, you won't want pumpkin again. No, you won't want pumpkin again. Now get buzzed high, stick the morning round up off of July.
Well, we'll go ahead and leave you there with Al Jarreau and Sweet Potato Pie. Thanks, as always, Mark, for being here.
Thank you so much, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
And you know, Lord, how you did lovely things. Sometimes my head is lighter than it's ever been. And anyone who's ever had sweet potato pie really don't want pumpkin again. No, you won't want pumpkin again. Cause it don't taste right and all like a hen. Sit down, boy, with your silks and braided hair. Don't you let nobody fool you with no imitation, nothing. Tell them, say, buddy, I've been there. Listen, mama, when you finally walk on in,
to bring along your sweet potato. When you serve him a slice of your sweet potato sin, girl, he won't womp again, again. Really won't womp again, again. Now I took a trip down to Sissy, she's a friend of mine. She smiled and asked me in. Well, she drew a box and a big fancy question mark. Said, brother, which one is you in? Told her, sister, don't worry about the mule going blind. You just sit in the wagon and hold on to the line. For anyone who's ever had sweet potato pie, don't want no pumpkin again. Really don't want pumpkin. Good God, I saw the gates golden pearl set me right down in a dream. Oh, you old friend, I'm thinking some milk and honey and a pot stew really might fill that gap again. You know I'm a thankful witness to the things I've seen and time. My head lighter than it's ever been. And anyone who's ever had sweet potato pie really don't
womp again, again.
No, they won't
womp again, again.
Would you give me some sweet potato? That's what I need, sweet potato.